is Actually You Are a Real Runner with Jacqueline Riccio.
Hey, it's Jacqueline, and I help people get consistent with mornings and meals and movement. We have finished the 8-week mini course, Let's Talk Results, today. So I went through the exact same course that I put my clients through. I used the workbook, I watched the videos, I journaled, I did everything that I have my clients do. So I'm going to talk about my goals, what I was working on, and then my results. So I had 3 things that I was working on, which I always tell my clients to just pick one. So when I work with clients, we start with one. Usually it kind of spreads to other areas, but it's really important to start with one. I'm going to get into this in a little bit, because if you try to focus on too many things at once, you end up falling apart and not taking action and not getting any results, you know, as 8 weeks passes by. So really just start small. But I had 3 things that I was working on, and they were kind of, so here's what they were. The first one was I wanted to work on being a consistent runner. I had been going to running classes on and off in the past. I really wanted to solidify that and just start going again every morning like I did when we lived in Chicago. I also wanted to work on being a consistent lifter. So in 2023, I started doing a 5x5 strong lifts program, and then it kind of fell off the radar because of changes with the gym, whatever. I wanted to get back on track with that and be consistent and work towards a goal of squatting and deadlifting 200 pounds. So that was the second thing. And then the third thing that I was working on over the last 8 weeks was becoming an evening dishwasher, making sure that my dishes were not left in the sink. So with these 3 things, so the first one, the being a consistent runner, super cool, really proud of this. So I started going to super early classes, waking up at like 5:25 a.m. to make it to class. Not super pumped about that. When people talk about motivation, they think that, like, and maybe some people that wake up in the morning are super excited and pumped. No, like, I wake up and I'm pissed that my alarm went off, and I like roll out of bed and I'm grumpy and just like, my hair's not even combed when I walk into class. Like, this is not, I'm not super pumped to be there, but it's important to me. My motivation is I want to feel good about myself, and I want to feel good about what I'm doing. And I want to be this consistent person. So I still went super early in the morning. I also think that for me, working out in the morning, what's interesting is I will get a better workout if I do it in the evening, but it's less likely of a chance that I'll actually go and do it. It's harder for me to get to the gym in the evening than it is to just go in the morning. It's very easy is not the right word, but I can train myself to wake up, workout, wake up, workout. There's nothing that's going to interrupt me in the morning, whereas things will interrupt me later on in the day. So just being a consistent runner, going to running class, super consistent. So over 8 weeks, so what is that, like 56 days, I went to class 42 times. I did not run every single time that I went. I still give myself active recovery days, so rest days, just walked. There's plenty of times I walk probably 2 or 3 times a week. If I get to class and I'm just not feeling it, like mentally I'm just not there, or physically I'm just exhausted, I let myself walk either part of class or the full class. There's been plenty of days like that. But went to class 42 times. And then some other fun data when it comes to steps. So I started ensuring that I had at least 4,500 steps by the time I left class. So whether I was running and we were mixing in lifting, or I was walking, or it was just a run class, like made sure that I had at least 4,500 steps. So in January, had 323,000 steps. And an average of 10,436 steps each day. I always hit at least 8,000 steps by the end of the day. So that felt really good. And then February, even better, 320,000 steps in February, an average of 11,045 steps per day. And then yes, again, always hitting at least 8,000 steps. So feel really proud of that, like a consistent runner, just like an active person, still dealing with some knee and hip stuff. I'll get into that in a little bit later, but very, very proud of the progress that I made over the course of 8 weeks, showing up, doing what I can, showing up even on the days that I didn't want to show up. There was not a single day where I had signed up for class and didn't just show up. Like, I always went. So that feels really good. The days that I didn't go was probably because we went for a bike ride on the weekend and I wasn't going to go, but I always went during the Monday through Friday. And then the second goal. So being a consistent lifter, working on that goal of squatting and deadlifting 200 pounds, I checked into the gym 32 times over the course of 2 months. So again, very consistent, but like I mentioned, harder for me to get to the gym at night than it is in the morning. There's so many things that can pop up as the day goes on, but still very consistent. And I went from squatting 140 pounds back in January to squatting 175 pounds. So I feel really good about that. Yeah, like it's crazy when I head into the gym and I'm building up and I'm putting weights onto the barbell, like it's kind of mind blowing to see myself put that much weight on and be able to do it. And then deadlifting in January, I was able to deadlift 160 pounds and now I can deadlift 185 pounds. So again, feels really cool. I know I'm getting closer to 200 pounds. What's funny about that too is whenever people tell you to set goals, they're always like, oh, put a date that you need to do this goal by, put a deadline. And it's really funny that we do that because we're literally just picking that day out of the sky. Like, how do you know if you're going to be able to achieve it by then? I thought that I would be able to achieve 200 pounds by the end of December of last year. That didn't happen. It's been much slower growth and progress. But yeah, that's I will set these silly goals like that and then remember the James Clear quote that you don't rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your system. So it's like, you're not going to be able to squat or deadlift 200 pounds if you're not going to the gym consistently, if you're not sleeping and eating enough and resting your body. Like, those goals aren't actually going to happen. So letting go of deadlines, but just showing up and taking action, creating a system that is sustainable, something that I can actually follow through on. So feel really good about that. And then this last one, the evening dishwashing. This one I'm very proud of because we have not had a dishwasher since we lived in Atlanta. So we've always had to do dishes by hand. So for the last 5 years, and it's been something that it was always frustrating and like annoying to me that I'd wake up and there'd be dishes everywhere in the sink. And I just felt just dirty and just like a mess and just that gross. Like, I wanted to feel good, not gross. And what's funny is when I first made my little habit tracker in like 2019, I had put it up on a wall and I started to use it and then it fell behind the counter and I never got it and I never created a new one. And that was years ago. So now that I have this one that I made, it's on a post-it, it's cute, it's colorful, I designed it and I have that printed out. It's like professionally made and I have it on a cabinet in the kitchen. That little piece of paper motivates me to do the dishes every night. I know that it's going to take maybe like 10, 15 minutes to wash and I can listen to a podcast, but like when it comes down to it, like I want to color the little habit tracker. I don't like the days that I've missed. I don't like seeing like, oh, you know, you didn't do it that day. I don't like that. I don't like waking up in the morning and feeling gross or like a mess or whatever. So I definitely want to get it done. So feels really good to have washed the dishes 56 times in January and February. So those are the things, like just the data. That's, you know, what the habit trackers and the checking in the gym and the classes it shows. But I want to talk about the other benefits that have come from taking action. Some of these are physical benefits, some of these are mental health benefits. But I just wrote some notes. So overall, I just feel really like a happier person from going to running class in the morning. I'm very grumpy when I first wake up and I'm grumpy on my drive there. And I'm grumpy for probably the first 5 or 10 minutes of class. And then as you know, you're going through class and it's hard, you're like, wow, I'm doing this. This is great. And then you leave class and you check off, like, I did this thing. It feels good that I did this thing. I like seeing like I already have, 4,500 steps for the day. Like all of those things, just like overall a happier person. And it's that like getting to check off a task. It's a hit of dopamine. Like you just feel good. You feel good from starting your day with accomplishing something. I also think that as someone who works from home, being able to see other humans, getting to know the owner of the gym, getting to know the different coaches, getting to know some of the other people that go, just seeing other humans. So that human connection, that human interaction that I don't always get while working from home. And then overall, just pleased with myself, just pleased being able to like put a number to how many times that I've gone. I think I am someone who will play tricks with myself and think that, you know, if something doesn't go right one day, I feel like everything has, it's just been a mess always. Like, you know, you don't ever do anything. It's always like this. And then being able to have data, like being able to look and see, no, you did take action, you know, 42 times over the course of 2 months, like you did go to class a lot. Like you did take action. You didn't not do it. You are on track. You are consistent. Like those things help me feel better when I can get into that spot of like just being my worst enemy. So that feels good. When it comes to my speed, I did not get faster in January and February, still dealing with some knee and hip issues. I know that there was one time I did run like a 9-minute mile, so that's nice, but mostly 15, 20-minute miles, lots of walking as I still try to figure out what's going on with my knee and hip. So not making myself feel bad because I didn't get faster over the course of 2 months, just proud of myself because I showed up and I took action and I was consistent. And then let's see, with lifting, same thing, dopamine, getting to check off on my little habit tracker that I've been going consistently. And also being able to see the progress, like the growth from 140 pounds to 175 pounds, deadlifting 160 pounds to 185 pounds, being able to see that over the course of time, that feels really good. Like it feels good to feel stronger and that be my goal. Like my goal is I want to have a strong body, like as I get older, having a strong body. So that feels really good. And then dishes again, just feeling really proud of myself for figuring out dishes, figuring out a system, a routine that's actually going to work. And then also from that, like cleaning other things, getting more consistent with that in other areas of the house that I didn't used to do. So it kind of just like spread. So those are really good habits over the course of 8 weeks. And so at the end of 8 weeks, I always have my clients decide like, what do you want to do next? Because you can't just stop taking action. If you stop taking action, everything goes back to how it was. And sometimes you feel even worse. So what do you want to do next? And so I have them pick, like, do you want to standardize another area in your life? Like maybe you've already figured out meals. Do you need to figure out something else in your life? Do you need to figure out something with movement? And I mentioned taking it bit by bit, not trying to do everything all at once. So standardize another area, or do you need to optimize? Maybe something is going kind of okay with one of the areas of your life, but you need to optimize. You want to make things even better. So when I look at what I want to work on over the next 8 weeks and something that didn't go well in January and February, maybe about halfway through the 8 weeks, I noticed that my bedtime, not having a bedtime, was affecting me getting to class on time at the 6 a.m. And so I was like, you need to have a bedtime and you need to work on making sure that you're not showing up 2 minutes late to class. You should be there a few minutes early, even though it's super early, you need to be there early. And that did not go so well. There were times that it happened and times that it didn't happen. And so when I think about like, what do I want to work on over the next 8 weeks? It's like, well, actually, I want to maintain what I've done with going to class. I want to maintain what I've done with lifting, and I want to maintain what I've done with evening dishwashing. In last week's episode, I talked about the trans-theoretical model of behavior change And maintenance is when you have successfully changed your behavior and the focus now shifts to maintaining that behavior to prevent relapse and keep the gains that you made during the action stage. So if the last 8 weeks I was in the action stage figuring things out with each of these things, now I'm in the maintenance stage with those three, preventing relapse, staying the course. Okay. So then what I do need to focus on is the sleep and being on time thing. So when it comes to those, I'm probably bouncing around from contemplation to preparation to action. Contemplation, I'm aware that I have a problem. I'm considering the possibility of changing my behavior. Preparation, I'm starting to think about action. I have a habit tracker. I have things ready in the evening so that I can just grab and go in the morning. And action, I've started taking action. It's just that it's not consistent yet. I don't have that repetition going. So I think that that's the focus for the next 2 months. Maintaining all of these behaviors, but making these a little bit better so that I'm feeling positive through all of it. So that is where I'm at. Next week, I will share a little bit more from a client with her progress over the course of 8 weeks. And hoping that you are also taking action, that these episodes are helping you, that you're deciding like which area of your life, mornings, meals, or movement, picking one of those. Don't pick three like I did in today's episode. Or if you do pick three, you know, start out with three and see like maybe you need to drop one or two and just focus on one and stay in the course with that over the course of 8 weeks, taking action, changing things up, go back and listen to the episodes. I think even that, repeating the episodes until you are getting what you need. And then the last thing too, if you are still struggling, you're doing these things on your own and it's not working, you're not sticking with things, that's when you reach out for help. Instead of staying stuck over the course of all of 2024, reach out for help. I have a couple of different options. You can head to the website, click the link in the show notes, and you can see the options of working with me. Some of them shorter, some of them longer. Find what will help you take action. Remember, results require repetition. So go take action. It'll change your life. I did it and you can too. I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.